30-26. Shelby County leads it. And they will get the basketball to start the third quarter of play. Starters on the floor for both teams. Hey, well, actually not. Tyler Drain gets the start here for, and so does Beckley in place of Stone and Hunter. Drain on the post. Turns around, jumper on the baseline. No good. Big rebound by Dominic Turner. Gets it away to McKnight. Same starting five here for the Titans. Guy comes to the right side. 2-3 zone here for the Rockets.
I'd be really surprised if Collins don't try to somehow get the ball to Cochran.
McKnight, ball screen. Beats it down low to Cochran. Nice call, and he'll lay it in. I didn't realize I was sitting here with Joe B. Hall.
Well, you should have realized it. I've been sitting here beside the guy a long time. The guy knows what he's talking about.
You do seem senile, so that's pretty much one.
Wow.
That's one compared.
I thought you were going to say, oh, bad. Sorry, Joe B., we love you.
We got two ex-coaches in the building. Joe B. Hall, we got Rich Brooks sitting around the other sideline.
And Coach Creamer, Tom Creamer.
Beckley with it on the dribble. Shelby County the one-point lead here. Or two-point lead, just eight. Drain from 15. It's good. He now has five. Lead back to four. McKnight feeds in the corner to Mowder. High post. Power dribble. Kicks it out to McKnight. To Turner straight away. Back to McKnight. McKnight stops. 14-foot jumper. Tough shot. Rebounded inside by Eats. Power dribble goes up. Missed it. Tapped out of bounds by Cochran. I love the power dribble.
Yeah, he does it every time. As you guys see, Don's got to be more aggressive on the offensive end. We've seen him do that. Sometimes he'll defer to other guys. I like to see him being more aggressive offensively.
Beckley on the dribble, feet down low to Catley, working on Cochran, goes up, and can't get it to go, rebounded by Cochran. Charlie going to bring it up himself, leaves it off right side to Mowder. Mowder into the lane, kicks it to Eves on the corner, now out to Turner. Right side, Mowder.
Cochran wasn't looking for the ball that time.
Knight looks to drive, a little give and go here to Cochran, he'll draw the foul on Tyler Drain on his way to the basket.
I thought that Mowder tried to throw it into him earlier, Mowder's but Charlie wasn't 15. Looking.
So Cochran will go to the line. He'll shoot two. Free throw up, good. Charlie only about a 50% shooter, Scott, but every time I watch him play, he always seems pretty good.
Yeah, he's got a decent-looking stroke.
This one rolls in. He goes 2-2 from the line. He's got four here in the third quarter. He's eight for the game. Lead down to two here. Shelby County leads 32-30, just under 6 minutes. Robinson with it straight away, working against Eves. Looking to drive and strip, taken away by McKnight. Davion one-on-one against Beckley. Goes up, lays it in, draws a foul. Really good in the open court.
That's Davion making a big play defense. He went in just stronger than Beckley right there. I mean, you're talking about a freshman. Doesn't have a freshman-type body.
Keon Stone off the bench. He will check in for Beckley, but Beckley's giving him really good minutes going all the way back to the second quarter.
He has played real well tonight.
Free throw by McKnight. Good. And Collins back in the lead here. 33-32, 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. Stone at the point, Collins man-to-man, guarded closely here by McKnight. Stone out near the timeline, looking to direct the offense. Right side, Robinson.
Ooh, nice double,
got
dribble.
Double dribble there.
He did
here
double
it is.
Dribble.
Jordan Armstrong looking to drive, knife it up and under, move, lays it in. Good move by Jordan Armstrong. Jordan now with nine, and Shelby County back to lead here, 34-33. McKnight gets in the corner to Mowder. High post to Eads, out to Turner. Dom is too far out.
Too deep.
McKnight kicks in the corner to Mowder. Can't get a shot off. Back to McKnight. Left side to Turner. Back to Mowder. Right back to Turner. Dom now at the top of the circle. Right side to McKnight in the corner to Mowder. He'll rise up, shoot a three. A little challenged on that one. Tap taken by Eves. Good job by Nick to run it down.
Just Nick Eves getting a loose ball.
McKnight takes the ball screen, kicks in the corner. Feeds it down low. Good pass Cochran turns around, jumper, banks it in.
I think they could do that every time. Just throw it in there.
The seesaw game. Now Collins back out in front, 35-34. Armstrong with it on the left wing. Deep down low on Drain. Goes up. Good defense by Mounter. Drain misses. Didn't get the roll, and McKnight coming the other way with it. Out front, Cochran. He'll rise up for a three. This one too long. Rebounded by Armstrong.
That's a good look, though. I think Coach Gaither is satisfied with that look. Just didn't go.
Dion looking to drive. Good defense by McKnight. Throws up a wild shot. Rebounded by Turner. Gets it away to McKnight. Davion really pushing the pace. On the move. Skip pass over Mounter. Open three. Too long. No good. Rebounded by Drain. Fowler up ahead to Armstrong. Going to go against Eads, and he'll lay it in.
Probably the best I've seen Tyler Drain play this year.
Shelby County back out on top by one here. Mounter with it in the corner. Out front here to Turner. Cochran gets him a ball screen. Gets to McKnight. Floater in the lane off the board. No good. It'll be over the back foul on Charlie Cochran.
Jordan Armstrong doing a great job of just getting in his position to rebound.
Purdue checks in for Mounter. And Vail is going to check in for Eve. One problem, probably playing the big lineup, got to get to the zone, is with Eve, Turner, and Cochran, you got three guys. I mean, Dom will shoot the ball from the perimeter, but maybe not the three-point line. Stone, no look pass, gets in the middle for Armstrong. Left side Drain, he'll shoot a three. Good! Has eight, and lead is back to four, which is what the Rockets led by here at the half. Purdue, 15-foot baseline jumper, short, no good. Good box out by Armstrong, picked up by Stone. Stone drives, has it back tipped, and finally controlled by McKnight. Davion pushing the pace, across the lane, the Bevel goes up, missed the layup, rebounded by Armstrong. Thought he was going to get fouled. Gets it away to Stone.
Got a mismatch. Got T.J. Robinson in on
Stone. Beats it down low. Goes up and can't get it to go, but will draw the foul. That'll go on Dominic Turner, his second.
Turner, it's his second. Steve's second at the line for the Rockets. Number four, T.J. Robinson shooting two.
The Robinson's the line trying to extend this Rocket lead. Free throw up. Good. His first points here of the second half. He has six.
In the game for the Titans.
And Nick E's going to check in here with Charlie Cochran. Robinson back to the line. Free throw up. Good. Biggest lead of the night here for the Rockets. They lead by six. 41-35, 205. High post, Eads has it. Turns back to McKnight. Right side to Vail. Baseline to Turner. He'll rise up, 15-foot jumper. Barely drew iron, no good.
That's two tough shots right there by Kyle Perdue and Dom. That's just a couple of tough shots in basketball.
Stone crossover, tough shot, and gets bailed out with the body contact. That foul will go on Turner, and that'll be number three.
Number 35, Turner. It's his third. Team third. At the line for the
only 1:43 to go in the third. And
shooting two.
Stone at the line, trying to extend his six-point lead. Sam Kaiser off the bench going to make his first appearance of the night. Free throw by Stone. Good.
In the game for the
he will check in for Vail. Second free throw, also good by Keon. He has four, and the lead is up to eight. So Shelby County trailed by 11 early, but they have controlled the game since midway through the first quarter, and they now lead by eight. Baseline, Turner has it. And he's hit right in the face by Drain.
Foul is on number 15, Tyler Drain.
I didn't think they were going to call that at first.
Teague told Gaither it was his fault over at his lips. Foul on Drain. His second. McKnight looking inbound. Still looking. Gets it in the corner to Eve. He's out front to Kaiser. Gets to the corner to Turner, and he throws it away. To it right to Stone. Here comes Keon coming the other way. So a stop, 15-foot jumper. Rolls off, no good. Long rebound taken by Eve. Gets it away to McKnight. Davion going hard. The other way goes up, and nowhere to go. Picked up by Eve. Lays it in.
Hey, Davion just out of control. Nick Eve's doing what he does, though, just staying around the basket.
1:03 to go in the third. Shelby County leads by six here, 43-37.
Thing is, Nick got the rebound on one end and also touched down and got it on the other, too.
Robinson, high post, gets to the Stoniker in the corner. Swing the ball back out front. Now back to Robinson. Back to Stoniker. He fakes. Stone will drive. Kicks it out. Drain. Three. No good. And it'll be a foul on DJ Robinson. As Nick Eads was blocking him out, that'll be number three on TJ.
Offensive foul on number four, TJ Robinson. At 10-3, team
I think
four.
They could have caught it on Nick,
yeah.
But then I think TJ kind of reached around and grabbed him at the end.
I think if he didn't reach over his shoulder, yeah. It probably goes to go the other way.
Yeah, or a no call.
In the game for the Rockets, number 23,
Keyshawn Catley going to check in for TJ with those three. No, yeah, he is going to check in. 37 seconds to go here in the third. Shelby County, after Collins took a brief one-point lead here in the quarter, they've opened up as much as an eight-point lead. Kaiser with it left side. He'll shoot a three. Got it!
Three-point basket by Kaiser.
Cuts the lead in half. 43-40, 19 seconds to go here.
Another kid that don't get to play a lot.
And Keon with a no-look pass throws it out just to nobody.
And he's getting ready to come out after that no-look pass.
One of those things, sometimes the easy way is the best way.
Yeah.
So 12 seconds to go. Collins going to try to take one here. 9 seconds. 7 seconds. Purdue with it. Right side, Kaiser. He's going to drive baseline. He's in trouble. Gets it away to Eats. He'll shoot a shot at the buzzer. No good.
I'm not sure he even got off.
Wanted Kaiser to shoot it. Coach Gibbs said, just shoot it. Now take it to the end of three. Shelby County maintains their lead. They lead it here 43-40. You're listening to high school basketball here on Power 93.3. WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.